today's No Sweat News, the final three stories that could get you the passes to check out this Beastie Boys thing in April in Brooklyn.
Oh, man. I cannot wait to see these guys talk about their incredible career.
There's a handful of these speaking engagements that they're doing it. They're calling it a two-man, one-man show. And we just happen to have your passes this week on the Rad. We're going to go to North Korea for our first story of the day. If you think your job is tough, how about you consider the guy who's been fired for blocking the view of Kim Jong-un's neck for 3 seconds?
What?
Recently at a official event after they held elections in North Korea.
Oh, did 100% of the people vote for him again?
It was an amazing turnout. Again, 100% of the vote went to Kim Jong-un.
That's amazing.
It really is. Well, that's what happens when you get cameras in the voting booth.
That's fantastic. What a democratic nation.
So after the big election, he casts his vote, as they always do. You know, the politician goes in to cast his vote. Usually there's a camera or two around.
Yeah.
Well, the official photographer went down in the pit to take his picture, and sadly for him, his flash was extended, blocked the Supreme Leader's view for 3 seconds of the view of his neck, and we can't have that.
Oh, my God.
So it's off to the concentration camp for you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's been demoted to what they call a second-class citizen.
Oh, God. I don't think I would do well there.
I don't think I want that in North Korea.
That's not a place I want to go to. Keep me away from there. Vacation spots. You know, Hawaii, maybe Europe.
No. Don't block the view of the Supreme Leader's neck for 3 seconds.
No, don't do that.
All right.
I'd be afraid to do anything with that guy.
Now we go to Florida for story number two for today's No Sweat News, where John, 50-year-old John, staying at a Days Inn motel in West Palm Beach. I guess it's spring break time. And there was a room full of college co-eds in the room next door to him at the Days Inn. Yeah. And after a quick chat up, he ended up having to call police because none of the co-eds showed up to his room after he had paid them $500. For sexual favors.
Oh, there, you can't do that.
So,
sir,
he you know, had the conversation, gave him the $500, and well, he was pissed that they didn't show.
Well, they're not prostitutes.
Well, that's what the police said.
Right. That's problem number one.
So
you've diagnosed the wrong person.
The co-eds got to keep the $500. The gentleman in question was arrested for solicitation.
Well, why not just go out to the bar?
I mean,
it's spring break, for crying out loud.
You could go to some place in Jupiter. I understand Robert Kraft has a connection for a place for you to get taken care of for less than $500.
There were plenty of options, in other words.
Our final story of the day takes us to Seattle, where a very rich woman cannot handle the idea of her toy poodle dying, so she has cloned it.
Cloned her dog?
3 times. Her 13-year-old toy poodle named Booner is now to the cost of $50,000, cloned 3 times.
Must be some dog.
It must be an incredible dog. So now she's got Booner Jr., Baxter, and Ditto. And if you look at them, well, Booner Jr. looks okay. Baxter looks like his eyes might be going off in different directions.
No.
And Ditto kind of just looks like...
doesn't even look like a dog. It looks like a Muppet at this point.
Kind of a ball of fur with some jaws.
Yeah. Got googly eyes. Who put this together? Jim Henson?
I think each time down the DNA curve, things got just a little more pickled on the DNA in the cloning.
The 7th dog's going to look like a sock puppet.
Exactly.
I mean, come on. Wait a second. The fact that we can clone dogs, how did she get the dog cloned? She brought it to a lab?
Ah, funny you should mention that. She went to the same person that Barbara Streisand used when she got her dog cloned after it passed away.
So we literally are a step away from human cloning.
there's a few ethical and moral questions involved that we don't like to get into with the No Sweat News.
It's just going to take one drunk scientist. I watch sci-fi movies. Some guy's like, you know what? I wouldn't mind cloning myself. He gets in the machine. Next thing you know, we got clones all over the place.
Something like that. Something like that.
I don't like the future right but now. I'm scared.
With each step down the cloning line, I think the toner is beginning to go on the copy machine. And you end up with every third word, you know?
You have Coca-Cola Classic, and then these other clones are like the new Coke. It's like, well, we understand that you're trying for the same thing, but it is not the same.
That dog can't walk.
Exactly.
So that's the No Sweat News. Good luck with that, y'all.
Gary.
We'll see you tomorrow for the No Sweat News quiz. We'll read four stories on the air. Three were part of the No Sweat News this week. One I'll make up at about 4:20 this afternoon. And then if you can spot the phony, you got a great shot at seeing the Beastie Boys doing this kind of intimate speaking engagement about the history of the band.
That's awesome.
It's in Brooklyn. There's three shows. The first two sold out like that, and this third show has just a few remaining tickets.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.